We're very positive about the campaign. I think that certainly all the articles that have been out about where Bill and I stand on the issues, our concerns about the ethical violations that the Corporation Commission and the role of APS getting involved now in our campaign, as well as campaigns of the past, the FBI investigation, people are very concerned about that.
Both Tom and I had retired from public office, but we became so concerned with the possible illegal and certainly unethical behavior that's been occurring at the commission over the last 2 years. We know that the FBI has served subpoenas on the commission itself, on APS, and then went out and interviewed the former chairman looking at illegal activities in the 2014 Secretary of State's race and the commission race, and that a federal grand jury has been impaneled, and people are very concerned about the culture of corruption that is occurring both at the commission and at APS.
And what are your thoughts about Pinnacle West recently donating at least $1 million to make sure the Arizona Corporation Commission is all Republican?
Everybody in Yuma pays APS, so think of this. Every time you pay your bill, APS takes a little bit of that money to put into a political campaign for the Corporation Commission that sets your electrical rates.
It's been reported that APS spent between $3 and $8 million in the last election in secret dark money, as Tom noted, from customer bills to get two of the commissioners elected. So I would say, here we go again. They're going to spend at least $1 million defeating Tom and I because they don't want independent, objective commissioners.
So now what plans are in place?
When we get elected, should we get elected, we're going to join with Commissioner Bob Burns in a subpoena against Pinnacle West and APS to force them to do what they don't want to do, which is open their books and reveal what they spent 2 years ago in dark money campaigns to buy the commission they wanted.
Well, and going forward, also, Tom and I have proposed a code of ethics. And all of these things seem like common sense, but they've occurred over the last 2 years when I was talking about the unethical behavior that's occurred at the commission. We're going to make all of our emails and texts available to the public so they can see who we're meeting it with and who we're talking to. We're saying that you shouldn't rent $400 a day limousines, which one of the sitting commissioners has done. We're saying it's not appropriate to throw away taxpayer funded cell phones and other equipment, laptops, etc., which another a sitting commissioner did. And these commissioners need a code of ethics. So we're going to propose that. We've already proposed it, and we'll enact it in January.
And on Election Day, what plans do you have? Where will you be? Who will you be with?
Family, and then doing whatever last-minute hustle and a little quiet time so that I'm prepared for that night. Election night, I'm going to be with my buddy, so we can face the decision of the voters with dignity and grace.
The same thing. We've been traveling around the state together since late February. I'll spend some time with my wife and maybe even some time at the polls in the morning and at lunchtime, and then relax, maybe go see a movie in the afternoon to kind of de-stress a little bit. And then, as Tom said, face the decision of the voters with grace and dignity.
Thank you so much. That was Tom Chabon and Bill Mundell, candidates for the Arizona Corporation Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie.